This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Justin Bieber's Justice World Tour has been canceled with 70 shows still left to play. The singer, 28, said, quote, "I went public about my battle with Ramsay Hunt syndrome, where my face was partially paralyzed and wasn't able to complete my North American shows. I went to Europe and performed 6 times, but it took a real toll on me," unquote. Maybe some peaches will help. The Weeknd cut short his LA concert because he lost his voice. After just 4 songs at SoFi Stadium, he said he needed to cancel the show and told the audience they will be getting their money back. He tweeted, "My voice went out during the first song and I'm devastated." He later promised he'll make it up with a new date. Well, I guess you can't sing if you can't feel your face. Foo Fighters' late drummer Taylor Hawkins got a beautiful send-off at Wembley Stadium in London. The band's Dave Grohl told the crowd, quote, "For those of you who knew him personally, you know that no one else could make you smile or laugh or dance or sing like he could," unquote. Taylor's 16-year-old son Shane joined the band on drums for My Hero and would have made his dad very proud. Adele revealed that she slipped a disc in her back in January 2021 after her 8-year-old son Angelo jumped out to scare her as she was walking out of the bathroom. The prank left her with a slipped L6 disc. Hopefully she'll be okay for her rescheduled Caesars Palace Las Vegas residency, which begins on November 18th. Nice kid. Colombian singer J Balvin attended the Vatican's Vite Foundation Summit, where he and various other international artists gathered to discuss ways to elevate society and culture through art. Photographers clicked away as Balvin leaned into the 85-year-old pontiff and took several selfies with His Holiness. Wonder if the Pope grooves to Mi Gente? Nick Cannon is expecting his 10th child, this one with ex-girlfriend Brittany Bell, who has already given birth to 2 of their kids named Powerful and Golden. Another ex, Abby De La Rosa, is currently expecting and due in October with baby number 9, and he just had baby number 8 with Bree Tiasi last month. Please stop reproducing. Cameron Diaz celebrated her 50th birthday at Nobu Malibu, stepping out with her husband Benji Madden, along with his twin brother, Good Charlotte singer Joel Madden. They were joined by Joel's wife, Nicole Richie, and their friends Adele, Judd Apatow, and Zoe Saldana. Adele hid behind an umbrella to avoid being photographed. A big umbrella. The Notorious B.I.G.'s hometown, New York, had numerous birthday celebrations for the late rapper, who would have turned 50. Among the highlights, the Empire State Building had a life-size avatar of him, along with a photo display on the 80th floor. The New York subway system issued a special pass with his photo on it as well. Hard to believe he would be 50. Amazon Prime broke a long-held precedent by revealing viewership data for a Prime Video series for the first time. The Lord of the Rings TV series was streamed by 25 million viewers globally over the initial 24 hours that the first 2 episodes were available. The show could be streamed in 240 territories. That's big, like Bezos big.
Idiot of the Week.
Tiana Wallace, the daughter of the Notorious B.I.G., has put up $1 million bail for her boyfriend after he was arrested for allegedly mowing down a mother and toddler in his car and then fleeing the scene. Tyshawn Baldwin struck the pedestrians upon leaving a traffic stop and was driving with a suspended license. Idiots! Five-time MVP quarterback Peyton Manning was visiting Paris for the first time with his wife when he was asked if he would be interested in making a cameo appearance on the series Emily in Paris. Unfortunately, when the show moved the location to Provence, 400 miles away, Manning was unwilling to make the trip and was left very disappointed. Oh, c'est la vie. According to a new lawsuit, Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears groomed a 14-year-old girl and her 7-year-old brother, coercing them to film explicit skits. Wow! The comedians are being sued by the siblings who claim they've been traumatized for life from these actions. The boy also says he was molested by both defendants. Whoa, stay tuned. OnlyFans owner Leonid Radvinsky made $517 million in 2 years. The adult content platform's revenue, which soared from $358 million to $932 million last year, also features non-adult content from celebrities such as rapper Cardi B and DJ Khaled. How does that make any money? Kevin Federline is continuing to fight a public battle with ex-wife Britney Spears. Federline feels that her father, Jamie Spears, was doing the right thing by assuming legal control over her life back in 2008 after multiple hospitalizations. He says that, by managing her affairs, her father actually saved her life. Okay, Kevin, now please go away.
The Trash Bin.
An autopsy showed that Naked and Afraid contestant Melanie Rauscher died by accident when she sucked in a fatal amount of compressed air used in cleaning products. Melanie inhaled the toxic propellant, leaving her unresponsive. Rauscher was discovered dead near some cans of dust cleaner on July 17th in Prescott, Arizona. Another one bites the dust. Sorry.
The news wrap-up.
California passed a bill aimed at making the internet safer for kids. Twitter will soon allow users to fix texts and add tags to a tweet within 30 minutes of publication. Chinese tech giant Tencent posted its first ever revenue decline. Mark Zuckerberg announced an event for October 11th where a new Meta headset is expected. Great! Can he just stay inside the metaverse?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Barbarian is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti stays on top of the album chart.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds again.
The number one book.
It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover is the best-selling fiction book.
DJ Khaled has another one. He's at the top of the U.S. album charts for the fourth time in a row with his latest album, God Did. It's also his 10th album to reach the top 10 and features a whopping 31 guest appearances, 16 of whom have previously reached the top of the album chart. Drake, Eminem, Future, Jay-Z, Lil Baby, and Travis Scott are among the featured guests on the album. And many of those same guests appeared on Khaled's 2006 debut album, Listen. Getting these now giants to answer the call today was a very impressive feat, and that's the kind of cred DJ Khaled has. We're happy he's back with a great new song, which we love. Here's DJ Khaled featuring Drake and Lil Baby with the song of the week, Staying Alive.
Now she in love and she been over once. It's not like I known her for months. This life had allowed me to take what I want. It's not like I know what I want. It's not like I know what I need. I get some time, but there's no guarantees. When I was broke, she was being a tease. Four pockets full, now she's down on her knees. Whoa, 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 whoa. Baby gon' hit it and send it to me. Yeah. Or I'ma hit it and send it to baby. That's how I get when this life get too crazy. Whoa, whoa, for real, whoa. They tryna seal the deal. See me up under a sheet, parade in the streets. Yeah. Try me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die. I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive. Yeah. Try me 100 times. Wanted me to lie, wanted me to cry, wanted me to die.
That was DJ Khaled featuring Drake and Lil Baby with the song of the week. staying alive. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.